This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Our poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you about some of the tribulations of the night that was.
It's a rough night for DC sports. Which moment hurt the most? Caps losing, down 3-1 versus the Canes. Wizards getting the 6th pick in the lottery. The Nats getting walked off in Atlanta. Those are your three choices. With all due respect to the Nats, they got a couple votes. That was nice.
Yeah, the Nats lose all the time.
6 straight, thanks.
And them losing 1 of 162 just can't compare to a game that may end your postseason before it's really getting good for the Capitals, and the Wizards spending a year preparing for and meticulously going about executing the correct plan to try to get better with a gigantic leap of the number one overall pick this year, giving you a shot to be really good really fast. And then that completely went up in smoke in front of our eyes. Not like the white smoke when it was turned time
no,
for the first
like
American
that.
Pope ever.
No.
Different kind of, like a smoke, like an implosion, an explosion that ruined everything.
Mm-hmm. Like a conflagration, like an, oh no, all my possessions kind of a fire. Yeah, devastating. I mean, I understand like an individual given season, the magic of this Capitals year where they were so good for so long.
Yeah, let's make our cases because we were on different sides of this. Mm-hmm. So I went Caps loss because to me, number one, if you get the number one pick, well, I think Cooper Flagg's the real deal. I guess you just don't know. It's a draft pick. Number two, it is a draft lottery. It's just not the same in terms of import overall as a playoff series. And if you get even 2-2 and you're coming back on home ice now, you might get past Carolina. My opinion has been all along, if they can get by the Canes, their worst matchup in this conference, that they could roll. This felt like the hardest series they were going to play. And now it doesn't look like they're going to get by Carolina. So because they lost last night, because that was the moment where you said this could be the end of the road this round, I put it as being worse than the draft lottery. But I certainly understand your case.
Yeah, the lottery wasn't about last night or even this season. This was like the direction of the franchise. This is like the, will my kids be interested in going to basketball games with me at some point? You know what I mean? And the answer is no. Like that's what last night was to me.
I feel that.
Like that was a rip away the hope. That was a, no matter what you do, it's pointless because you're not Miami, New York, Boston, or LA. You're just wasting your time. You are a feeder system for one of the handful of teams that's part of the cool kids table. Everybody else, it's a waste, and you're just spinning your hamster wheel. That's what last night felt like. It felt like you had one chance to crawl out of that prison, that you're the primordial sludge trying to make your way onto from the ocean onto hard land and maybe walk upright one day, and you got eaten real quick by a seagull on the way by. It was all this effort, all of the pain, all of the jokes and all the whatevers, all the Ernie Grunfeld years rolled into this. Here was your chance to get out. Nope. Right back down to the bottom. Start climbing again or don't, or die down here. That's what it felt like to me. It was an emptying feeling.
That's the better example at the end there. So Batman, the pit that
Bane's prison,
Bane crawled out of. Mm-hmm. What was that pit called? That they all say the same thing. That they hum some sound.
Rise.
Yeah. And so, like, you have to climb out, and it's, like, hundreds of feet, and no one can do it, and mm-hmm. if you get out, you save your life. It's the equivalent of getting to the very, 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 very top, and then as you're, like, coming out, a bird flies by and hits you, and you fall back down.
Yeah.
That's what last night was. You, Andy Dufresne'd your way through 500 feet of the slush, to your point, and then a car rolled over your head. As soon as you got out of the drain onto the road, you got ran over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The amount of work that went into this, and you can laugh if you want to, but that's serious. Like, the losing and the planning and the making sure that you're not that good and the money left on the table and what this front office correctly did to have a shot at last night only to have it not just go badly. Like, badly means going okay is you got the second pick. Going badly is you got the third or the fourth pick. This was a disaster.
What was the worst possible selection they could have gotten? Six. That's what they got.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around that.
So maybe it is worse than the Caps, because the Caps still can. Everyone will say they have no chance, but it won't be the first time they've been given no chance to respond in a series, mm-hmm. right? Down 2-0, hitting the road against Columbus years ago. You know, everyone said they were going to be eliminated, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup a few rounds later. So they could actually still win at home, then go to Carolina and win in the playoffs for the first time in 2 years worth of series as is, 2019 and this year. And now you're playing a game seven at home. Like, that's not the craziest thing in the world. To then win a third straight in game seven is very, very unlikely. But it happens pretty routinely throughout the history of the sport. It's happened against the Capitals
sure.
more times than I want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is a years worthy setback.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this on the show earlier, but I really do mean it. My excitement yesterday was legitimate. Like, I really was envisioning a future, not just because you get the number one pick. If they got the number one pick last year and they took Saar one, as much as I like Saar's game, cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's not wrong with that, but it's not that much right. That's the difference.
Cooper Flagg's considered a generational prospect. He is considered a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
He is what Zion was at Duke coming to the NBA. You're going to get national TV games because people want to watch Cooper Flagg. Like, that's what we're talking about. My son would have had a jersey in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have gone to Kohl's or Target or whatever, and I'd have gotten him a Flagg Wizards jersey. That's not a thing. There's no bub jersey in the mail. We're not doing that for this team that is, you know, 10-72. I'm sorry. It's just not a thing. Everything would have changed if they got that pick. And now it can't anymore. Bummer.
That's the summary to me. Is it doesn't mean that they won't get a decent basketball player. You'll find another Alex Saar. You'll find another, Kashawn George, or another, you know, Bub Carrington, or a Bilal Coulibaly. Nothing wrong with those guys. But there's a difference between, hey, that's a nice, shrewd, smart piece, which I trust this front office to figure out and find. Difference between that, versus the transcendent everybody gives a damn. Versus everybody buys in. Versus you have a chance to change the perception, not only among your own fans, among your own locals, but it's among, you know, folks nationally. All I've ever wanted is for them to be part of the one of those teams that gets mentioned. Like, again, the example I brought up yesterday, it wouldn't make any sense, and it's not practical right now. But let's say the Wizards were a couple years ahead of this, and they'd gotten Flag, and Giannis is exploring his options. And all of a sudden, you go, here are the few teams where it would make a lot of sense. Houston because of their young talent. Washington because of their young talent. I want to be one of those teams. They've never been one of those teams my entire life. And that was the path last night. That stupid number coming up theirs would have been the one shot to go, you look right, hey, look at that team right now. They're not great yet, but you could see it with Flag and with Sar rim running, blocking shots and knocking down the occasional thing, presenting matchup problems.
Do you know how close they would have been?
Yes, I do.
Bub and Poole and George and the young core with Sar in the mix, with Carrington, with Cooper Flag. I mean, forget what they do with the veterans or not. Like, Marcus Smart came in. He actually gave them way more than I thought he would because he actually was, like, coaching them up. But when I would watch games, like, he's out on the floor.
Yeah, he's not sure to give a damn, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And he's, like, telling them, do him up this way and do this. Like, that was crazy. That was cool to see. But forget who stays and goes of the other guys that had chances and, like, oh, this guy had a good game. And whether that's Champagne or Colby Jones, like, those guys are just place fillers, right? But you were close. And now you need one more guy. And you're right there. And then it didn't happen. You need two more guys. And one of them's got to come in a draft that you got to wait a year for and hope to hit the lottery in. And they do pick twice in the top 18. They pick 6 and 18. So it's not all bad. But with what could have been, that is just not that great a consolation prize.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.